Do you have a tricky work problem that you need to solve? I have a great podcast recommendation for you featuring a pair of expert women. Whether you're just starting your career or a seasoned professional, check out Fixable, a podcast from TED. Hosted by Harvard professor Frances Fry and her wife, leadership coach Ann Morris, the brilliant duo provide honest, actionable advice to help you navigate everything from a gaslighting manager to returning to work after parental leave. They'll leave you feeling empowered and ready to act. Listen to Fixable wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, and welcome to the Bossed Up Podcast, episode 443. I'm your host, Emily Aries, the founder and CEO of Bossed Up. And I have employed quite a few people over the past 10, 11 years now that Bossed Up has existed. And recently, I experienced a really bizarre occurrence, which is over the past few months, I received reference calls from prospective employers who were looking to hire my former employee. And it put me in a really weird spot because we had parted ways under unfortunate circumstances that was due to a downturn in our industry. But I was essentially, at the time when we parted ways, like reaching out to this person, looking to support this person in their transition, you know, looking to meet up with this person and talk and chat and connect and just sort of, you know, part ways on as amicable a note as possible. And I was ghosted. I was just totally ghosted, which, you know, over the years, I've sort of processed and managed my own feelings around and didn't take it personally. Like they were probably in an awkward position and didn't feel like talking with their former boss. I can totally understand that. But then the reference calls started coming in. And you know, I was in a weird spot because I'm getting these people who are asking me to vouch for a former employee who has gone fully incommunicado on me. And that didn't leave a really good taste in my mouth. And then I was being asked to vouch for skills that were not actually demonstrated in their time working for me. And so I didn't want to sabotage anyone's career. So I was very candid and in giving this person a lot of praise for the things that they did do effectively for me on my team. But I did have to acknowledge, like, there are certain concerns or just things that didn't go well, especially towards the very end of our time together. And it just led me to think, how would I make my references feel when they're getting a phone call? In fact, I recently had, as a part of a leadership application, you know, an application process that I've been navigating this year, I had to call a former client of mine and say, hey, I'd love to put you down as a reference in this formal application process. I have no idea when or if they'll call you, but before I do so, I want to get your blessing. I want to catch up. I want to make sure we're simpatico and that like everything that, you know, we did together in your mind would be a good example of the kind of leadership I'm trying to display in this application. And it led to a lovely catch-up phone call and an opportunity to reconnect and get her blessing. So as I was just reflecting on this process of being put in this very awkward position, I thought it best to give a really quick boss tip episode on the fundamentals of how to ask someone to serve as a reference for you. Including because so many people in lots of industries over the past years have been laid off, you know, including if things didn't end very well. Like, how do you go about navigating that? How do you secure a reference and not burn a bridge on your way out the door, even if it was done under unfortunate layoff situation? So here's the kind of formula I would follow. The first is to reach out and reconnect. It's not great to only reach out when you need something, but that's okay if that's the case. Like, you might not have any good reason or desire to reach out to your former boss, especially if they had to lay you off under any circumstances other than asking them for their reference or for their support in serving as a reference. But when you need something from them, reach out directly. And reach out in such a way, maybe it's a text, maybe it's a phone call, a voicemail, an email, to say, I first and foremost want to see how you're doing. Wanted to check back in, I know things didn't end in the way that we wanted them to and that we parted ways under unfortunate circumstances, but I wish you well and I hope you're doing well. Even if it sounds trite, those niceties at the top really make your ask at the bottom of said email or voicemail or phone call go over a lot easier. So just check in, you know, human to human. How are you doing? Like, how have you been? Even if we didn't love working together, you know, you were a part of that person's daily life for a while. So connect human to human first and ask for a status update so that they can give you a heads up in case something crazy is going on in their life. Like if they're navigating a personal crisis, then maybe now's not the best time to ask for their reference. So give them the opportunity to tell you how they're doing. Then as you transition to your ask, again, whether this is over a phone call or via email, you know, feel free to ask in whatever medium works best for you. But I want you to provide context. I'm applying for jobs in this field. I'm applying for these kinds of positions. Or maybe it's I'm navigating a complete and total career transition, and I'm looking to return to this other industry I used to be a part of that's totally different from the work that we did together. Whatever it is, provide context. You might want to even go as far as to say the specific ways in which you could vouch for me that would be really helpful in this instance would be to speak about X, Y, and Z transferable skills, not so much A, B, and C skills. So let's say you're transitioning from mortgage lending, which is not so hot in industry right now, to personal finance, right? Personal financial advising. So if you're calling your former boss or colleagues and asking them to serve as a reference, you might want to say, look, the mortgage lending skills that I brought to that position are not the most transferable at the moment, but if you could really speak to my reliability, my character, and my customer service skills, that would be immensely helpful. So you want to provide that specific context. If you have a specific job that you're applying for, feel free to link directly to it and say, here's the position I'm excited to be, you know, throwing my hat in the ring for. But if you're going to be putting them down for lots of different jobs in the industry, you don't need to be that specific. You could simply say, I'm applying to jobs in X, Y, and Z category or industry. And then finally, just ask. Ask straight up, would you feel comfortable serving as a reference for me? Would you be confident in speaking to my skills and my reliability as a team member if you were to serve as a reference for me? And then, you know, you don't want to beat around the bush. You want to ask directly if you have their blessing to put their contact information down. And then maybe even ask, what's your preferred email address or phone number to list when I'm putting you down as a reference? Ask explicitly to gain explicit consent on this. It's going to go a lot farther. And finally, if you're feeling particularly courageous and want to cover all your bases, here's a great question I would ask before that conversation ends that I also recommend asking at the end of an interview with a prospective employer. And that is there anything that would give you pause from wholeheartedly recommending me? Or is there anything that gives you doubts about serving as my reference? Is there anything about our past employment together that would give you concerns about serving as a reference for me? The reason that's a courageous question is because it requires a sense of humility and an opportunity for them to give you feedback in an environment in which they now have no power over you, but hopefully they'll be candid with you. Because if for any reason they are going to serve as a bad reference for you, you want to know, okay? You really want to know. Better you get that information now in what might be an uncomfortable but clarifying conversation than simply put their name down continuously on job applications that then lead to no offers because they cannot wholeheartedly endorse you. So that is the question I would end on, just to get a gut check. And hopefully they'll say, absolutely not. You know, we parted ways under terrible circumstances that had nothing to do with your performance, and I'd be happy to serve as a reference for you. For lots more details on how to make the most of references, recommendations, and referrals to advance your career, whether you're job searching or not, check out my LinkedIn Learning course, How to Leverage References, Recommendations, and Referrals to Advance Your Career. It's a great video-based, step-by-step course all about the differences between references, recommendations, and referrals, and how to make them work for you. I will link to that course in today's show notes. And until next time, let's keep bossing in pursuit of our purpose. And together, let's lift as we climb. Let's face it, speaking up at work can be really hard to do, especially for women and women of color. When the stakes are high and you've already worked so hard to just be the only woman in the room, and you want to get everything right, you want to have all your facts and figures accurate before making your voice heard, it's just so much easier to stay silent instead. Researcher Deb Chahansky calls this loss of voice phenomenon. And it actually emerges in adolescent women at greater rates than men, and it sticks with us for the rest of our lives. Self-silencing behavior can actually become an unconscious habit unless we consciously engage in practicing our assertive communication skills. And we here at Bossed Up have set out to help women like you do just that. Speak Up, my live assertive communication course, is back open for enrollment, and we're kicking off a new cohort launching this June. Over the course of 8 life-changing weeks, you'll have access to interactive online curriculum and live weekly practice sessions where you, Irene, and I, and a cohort of fellow Speak Up bosses who are owning their voice, overcoming the social messages that have taught us to keep silent, and really learning to strategically and assertively communicate when it matters most, will actually have the practice time to rewire our brains, create new neural pathways, and build better habits when it comes to speaking up with confidence and precision and assertively communicating in the workplace. Learn more and enroll today to secure your spot at bossedup.org/speakup. That's bossedup.org/speakup.